Now it's time to be educated and entertained by the country's most famous environmental scientist, Joey Bia's research grizzly bears, wolves, and birds of prey. He continues to travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. Be ready to be amazed. Here's your host, Joey B.
Hello and welcome to Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. Man, do I have the coolest job. I travel all across America to bring you the very best that nature has to offer. So what's on the menu today at the Joey B. Ranch? I will first say that I am not totally organic, but as close as you could come. Most days, we eat all organic, but there's still a few fruits, vegetables, and other products that are difficult to purchase or find that are organic. This occurs regionally throughout the USA. Cost is also a factor, but if you are a good consumer shopper, you might call me cheap, but I call myself frugal, you will find there is only a slight, or sometimes there is no difference in cost in purchasing organic foods. I thought that I should give you a typical day's food consumed, where it was purchased or grown, and some of the cost differences. I will use a few businesses or names of brands. It should be noted that I do not receive any money from these companies. I am not an endorser of any of these products. But this show is brought to you by Ramsey Outdoor Stores. Whether you shop online or one of their stores, your experience will successfully gear you up for your next adventure. Ramsey Outdoor does not make any food. Let's start with my favorite time of the day, or as I call it, pre-day. And the reason why I call it pre-day is because, you see, I wake up at 4:30 a.m. And many of you that listen to many of my shows, you already know that I am the ultimate morning person. Alarm set for 5 a.m. and I never remember listening to my alarm because I'm already downstairs when the alarm goes off. Why do I love this? The mornings are peaceful, quiet, reflective, and for me, a time of prayer. I spend much of my time between the kitchen and the great room. I love the smell of coffee and the taste of it. Now, it's funny. I love the taste of it, but yet I only drink a half a cup a day. Now, also remember this, because now we all have mugs, and mugs aren't truly a cup of coffee. Mugs, hey, some of you are drinking literally 3 or 4 cups of coffee a day by drinking a mug of coffee. So go to grandma's tea set and find a cup, and that's really the size of a cup. So something for you to think about. Well, I'm going to let you know that I still find it difficult to find organically grown coffee that is reasonably priced. So you see, I am starting a day, and most times, and again, I'll give you my favorite brand, don't get any money from, I use Folgers. But I'm still in search of, right now, an organically grown coffee that is reasonably priced. My typical breakfast revolves around bread. Yes, I said bread, but I'll tell you why. I eat quite a bit during the day. For this reason, I eat organically grown Ezekiel bread. Ezekiel is a brand name. They make their bread out of freshly sprouted live grains, and it has no flour in it. For this reason, it has a low glycemic value. So you say, okay, so what does that mean, or what's the big deal about it? Many of you start your morning with foods that are high in sugar or high in carbs that quickly can be converted to sugar in your body. This causes your pancreas to produce a surge of insulin to control the glut of sugar that is now in your body. This is not a good way to start the day. And I'll just say this, we have an alarming rate of type 2 diabetics in our country, and it is really millions that we know that are undiagnosed, and many of the people that have become type 2 diabetics are because of their diet or their lack of quality diet. So I'll go back to me personally. I toast the Ezekiel bread, and I put some organic butter on it, and I mean just a little bit, and I'm looking for flavor. I'm going to let you know that organic butter does cost more. See, I told you, when something costs more, I'm going to give you the deal on that. The Ezekiel bread costs a little bit more, but I get it at Trader Joe's, and the prices there are very good there. And you're going to find the price very high in some other places, but Trader Joe's, great price on the bread. I put a little bit of organic jelly once again for flavor. And all the organic jellies are the same price cost-wise as, you know, you're buying your whatever brand of sugary jelly, because most jellies are super high in sucrose, the bad sugar. Well, here's my variation breakfast. I'll give you, well, got to have Ezekiel bread because I like bread. And I use organic eggs. Cost more. But again, if you find a brand or you find a store brand, I use ShopRite ones. Two stores I shop in really are Trader Joe's and ShopRite. Find them up and down the East Coast, no problems. Now, I also put hot pepper in. It doesn't matter whether I am making an omelet, eggs over easy. I put hot pepper on top of them, and that is the flakes that are made. See, I grow my own organic centennial peppers in their container grown on my front porch. I dry them out, and I'll get to you more about it. But this is a crazy hot pepper, and once again, the reason why I dry these and use them as flakes is it doesn't matter what food I'm cooking, you can control the amount of heat. Crazy story. Cousin Robbie comes up from Georgia, going to spend a little time here. He's going to one of his reunions. So, from my Uncle Carmen, his dad, growing up Italian Goomba family, while we're eating hot peppers, and Robbie grew up eating hot. And for breakfast, he wanted eggs, no problem. And I know I've told the story before, but it's worth it to mention it again. So Robbie goes, I want hot peppers. I go, Rob, this is real hot. He goes, no. He goes, doesn't matter how hot. I can eat anything that's... I go, Rob, this is hot. And I only put a little bit of pepper flakes in his... I guess it was an omelet I made for him. He took one bite and he just looked at me and goes, I can't eat this. I said, I told you. So you see, you need to be able to control the amount of heat. And then, first thing is, you better be honest with your guests because you could set their mouth on fire. So I just thought I'd share that with you. Now, breakfast-wise, I am still in search of a good organic oatmeal. So I gave you that piece of the puzzle. Because I eat breakfast at 4:35 a.m., snack time for me is at 9 a.m. And I will use a handful of walnuts or almonds. And if I didn't mention this, but I mentioned it in other shows, people go, well, if you're organic, things taste like cardboard. I'm going to let you know that the foods that I eat, because they're so grown close to the earth with no chemicals, they taste like they're supposed to taste. And I always say this. I would teach a nutrition class to students, lecturing, whatever I'm doing. And I say, I was looking for two things. What tastes good and what is good for me? And a handful of walnuts or almonds, well, they have fats. And by the way, you are supposed to, people don't realize this, because you hear, oh, fats are bad for you. Wrong. You're supposed to have good fats every day. Well, they have good fats inside of them. And they have cancer-fighting agents inside of them. So my snacks are either one of those morning, early morning type of thing, because 9 a.m. for me, 9 a.m. for many people, it's their breakfast time, but it's not mine. And I also will throw into the whole picture here, I do hydrate all day long with filtered water. I drink, and I just love water. It doesn't matter whether I'm here on the road, filming, adventures, whatever it is, that is something I drink all the time. So now most lunches I prepare personally in a salad format, and you'll see why. So it's whether I'm home, I'm filming, we're on adventures, we're there for Joey B TV, JOIBE.TV, but don't go watch those episodes because you need to listen to this show. And I'm going to let you know that the cost of lettuces in my salad, and I'm going to get to another piece of lettuces in a second, but the organic lettuces, they, again, I'm going to say a plus or minus. It depends on where you shop for them. Some of them cost a little bit more, but not much more. And then some of them, you can find the same price. Organic carrots, they are absolutely the same price. There's an organic cheddar cheese I get at Trader Joe's, and it is the same price. Now think about this. It's sitting next to it's not quite hundreds, but hundreds of cheeses that are not organic, and people will pick those up when you can get an organic, and I happen to like cheddar cheese, you can get an organic cheddar cheese that costs the same. So why wouldn't I buy organic? And whether it's Trader Joe's or ShopRite, they have this pouch. It's all shredded up. It's a three cheese mixture, and it's organic. And it also costs the same, so why not buy organic? So that's just me. And in my salads, well, if I have chicken, and I'm going to talk to you later on a little bit more about chicken, and it's organic chicken, I might throw some of that in there. I always use vinegar and oil, and the oil I use is extra virgin olive oil. I buy one at Trader Joe's. It's a Spanish one, obviously grown in Spain, the olives, and it does cost a little bit more. But you're not using a tremendous amount of oil, something to think about. And the vinegars, I can find organic balsamic vinegars, but I've had a difficult time finding just like, I'm just a plain old, vinegar guy, and I can't find it. So I'm also in search of that one as we speak. Well, not as we speak, because being in the studio, I do not see any vinegars around here. Now, mid-afternoon snack for me is an organic apple. I love apples. So, you see, there are so many different varieties, and I'm going to let you know that you go searching for apples. You can find apples organically that are the same cost. So I go over and I happen to like the selection of organics at the ShopRite I go to. Very, very good. And I can find organic apples and whatever. It's like you're looking at a number of different varieties going, okay, so which is my favorite? All right, what do I want to try this week? So I love them. I try those. I would say this, Trader Joe's needs to increase their volume of organic fruits and vegetables. Good store, but they can do better with that one. But many of their other products are superb. So I will take you now, again, here's the commercial break, but not a real commercial. I'll take you on a journey to Inspector Dave's Organic Garden. And many of you know he's a great friend of mine, lives down the road. He's had many guest appearances on Joey B. Outdoor Science and Nature. We have filmed Joey B.'s Outdoor Adventure many times in his organic garden for him. Well, so many of the fruits and vegetables I eat come out of his garden. So spring and fall, my favorite lettuce of all time, but spring and fall because we grow it there, is arugula. And arugula is a real simple. You see, you're going to hear me go, oh, you can grow this, you can grow this. And I'm going to let you know it is so easy to grow organically. Well, so we've got that. And then in the summer, there's a lettuce called red sail. And red sail, it actually is good in the heat because most lettuces, and that's why you grow them spring and fall here. I live up in the Northeast. And, you know, you got the real cold times. But once the heat hits, summertime, lettuces, but the red sail, and it did a great job this summer. So we had lettuce quite a bit this year. And in his garden, tomatoes, bell and Hungarian sweet peppers, squash, eggplant, corn, cucumbers, string beans. And the string beans are bush beans because you can grow pole beans, but that means you've got to set up poles. Don't need it. I also grow over in his garden my Tam Veracruz, which is a hot pepper that's perfect for jarring, and I'll talk more about that in a little bit. And I grow my cayenne hot peppers, some I jar, some just for cooking. And then we grow carrots, and we always have these taste tests with our family members. And the carrots we grow orange and white, and somehow, blind taste test, the white carrots always win out. But it's funny, and all of this, by the way, that I'm speaking to you is obviously it's in his organic garden, so they are all organic. Inspector Dave is brilliant with his organic principles. But I'm going to let you know with the organic white carrots, well, the wild carrot that we actually, crossbred, the carrots we have today are white. So maybe that's the reason why. So much of these vegetables I am speaking about is either added to my salad, so that's lunchtime, or my meals at dinner time. And as I said, can you grow organically? And the answer is simply yes. Is it cheaper? Yes. Healthier? Yes. Just enjoyable. And again, you hear me always talk about peaceful. Peaceful? Yes. You want to learn more about it? Can you listen to Joey B. Outdoors Science and Nature? Can you watch some of the Joey B. Outdoor Adventure episodes with Inspector Dave? And he is talking about how to grow, even including your lawn, as by the way. We speak about all the different things. So now, spice. We got to spice things up a little bit here. So I am now going to talk to you about growing herbs organically, and you can container grow them simply. Right outside, literally, my front door in my containers, I've got rosemary, sage, thyme, basil, chives, tarragon, oregano. They're easy, and just so you know that, well, You want them in the wintertime? You pick up the pot, you bring it inside, and you care for them. And it's easy to continue them throughout the year. And some people, because it depends on where you live in the country, you can leave them outside all year long. Or for those places where it doesn't get real cold, you can just simply take the pot and put it against your foundation, because since your home is warmer, some of the heat radiates out and the soils right next to your home are the warmest, so you can keep them alive there. So I also grow, going back to the Cousin Robbie story, I grow my centennial peppers in containers because the plants themselves are about 2 feet tall, you know, at max. And there are hundreds of tiny of, and there's different types, and these are called pequin peppers, there's different types of shapes of peppers. There's tiny little guys that are like the size of your pinky fingernail. And you go, pinky fingernail. And they're crazy hot. Well, I dry them by the hundreds. What people don't also realize is that peppers are perennial plants. I actually take these plants indoors. And when they come indoors, they sort of... they're not dead, but they sort of are just going into this relaxed state in the wintertime. And it's funny, I actually have to cut the flowers off going in November here because I want the plant to put its strength not into making fruit, but surviving. And then early spring, and I say early spring, warm March, all of a sudden I got flowers coming out inside and I actually am cutting the flowers off, maybe other fruits, but I still want this plant to be ready to rock. So in April slash May, depends on around here in the Northeast, then I could put these plants outside because I'm telling you that I get hundreds of peppers. I also want you to know that when I crush them, I have one blender just for this. And I've spoke about this before, but it's important to note the oils, the capsaicin oils that are inside the pepper that make things hot. It doesn't matter how many times you clean that blender out, the oils are still there. So I use one blender just for peppers, nothing else. Now, I am now going to move on to my pre-dinner snack. People go, what do you mean pre-dinner? Well, hey, number one, I eat a lot. Number two, if you're spacing out this day, well, I'm getting hungry somewhere closer to around, 4 o'clock, somewhere around there. So my snack, if I had walnuts in the morning, I have almonds in the afternoon, vice versa. I'm going to let you know that organic walnuts and almonds, they do cost more. It's real simple because I think that organically they are not grown in volume just yet. So all those vegetables that I was explaining from Inspector Dave's Garden that you can find in your local produce store, if they're grown organically, the prices are real, real close or the same. So I've got that. Now, for me personally, late afternoon, I make sure all my work is done. I've exercised, showered, whatever I'm doing for the day. So 4 o'clock, 4:30, not in the morning, but in the afternoon, I am then going to what I call is my music time. Once again, I'm looking for peace. So I work on some of my guitar. And it's funny, I got away from playing music. Music, when I graduated Rutgers, I graduated a couple degrees, and my minor was music. And I was very much a decent guitarist, I'll say it that. But through time and all that I was doing, I got away less and less from the guitar. Well, very recently, last year, I've gotten back into my guitar. So excited about it. Bought a classical guitar and enjoying, because now it's learning all the finger-picking classical styles, some of the Spanish music that's played classically on classical guitars. And to me, it's like relearning, and really actually special. And I also just borrowed one of my friend's mandolins because I start mandolin lessons. Believe it or not, I'm just realized looking at the calendar, I start next week my first mandolin lesson. So picking up the mando, and very shortly I will be purchasing a mandolin on my own. So that is something, but that is just, again, that is peaceful time right there. Love it. Now, I'm going from my pre-dinner to music to my pre-dinner. And in pre-dinner, I take one of my tams. Those are the peppers I grow, the Tam Veracruz. Looks like a jalapeno, a little bit, if you eat them fresh, I'm going to let you know they are much hotter than a jalapeno. When you jar them, they're about the same heat as a jalapeno. And I jar my own peppers. So in my pre-dinner, small plate, some Tams, some organic Kalamata olives, and I get those in ShopRite. And the cost is a little bit more, but not much more. And I'll have a couple organic crackers. And I'm going to let you know that there are so many different organic crackers that you can have, whatever you use your crackers for, and you can find them at the same price. And I always say this, well, if they're the same price, then why would I buy something that's not organic? It's just like, just me. So I thought I'd go from there now to the Gabby Joey B tailgates. And you're going, wait. He just went from pre-dinner, but there's a reason for it, and you'll see why. Our tailgates are not just for football. People say, okay, going to a football game, tailgate. Well, you can go to a soccer game, tailgate. Well, no. But we'll be going on a bike ride. Well, if we're going on a bike ride somewhere, since I have a pickup truck, we will tailgate with our lunch. If we're going fishing, biking, hiking, whatever we're doing, it doesn't matter. There was one time a few years ago, we're down, my folks happen to live at the shore, and we were going to tailgate, and all of a sudden it started to rain. And I am not joking. I backed my pickup truck halfway into my parents' garage. We tailgated there. We set up two chairs, and we invited my parents to the tailgate. So they walked out of their house, their ranch-style house, right into their garage, had a little tailgate with us. Just a fun little thing. Now, here's a really cool thing. You hand a kid a fruit or vegetable, and they're going, and they eat a little bit. Well, Gabby happens to love bell peppers, and she loves bell peppers from Dave's garden so much that one day we were fishing, our sister Evelyn, Evelyn gets an apple because I hand Evelyn apples because she just loves apples, and Gabby says, can I have the bell pepper? I said, sure. She takes a whole bell pepper that I was going to cut up, but she took the whole bell pepper and she started to eat it like an apple. I said, hey, in my mind, hey, you want to eat that? Go for it. And since that time, she now eats bell peppers like apples. It's just like, so, you know, it's important to get kids to try different fruits and vegetables. And the story I give to you is my good friend, Dan. Dan takes his two children over to his ShopRite. And the whole deal is this. They walk down, and you know this, you go into any big produce section, and there's every fruit and vegetable you could imagine. And Dan's deal is he allows them to pick out something they've never tried before. It might be a different type of apple, but it might be, I don't know, a kumquat, or whatever. I'm just, whatever it is. And Dan's deal is when they have an ownership in selecting what they want to try, they are more apt to going home and trying it. And Dan says, hey, it's not always organic, but he's getting them to try different fruits and vegetables. And I think that is a great way of doing it. So now I just thought I'd give you that so I can go to my dinner time. And I am going to let you know and watch the way I use this word. I am a chicken oholic. And that O is for, see, it's oholic. I am a chicken oholic because I eat organic chicken. Do I know that organic chicken costs more? The answer is yes. But if you can get one and two and three meals from, it depends on, you know, what we're making, and I'll explain a couple different scenarios to you, but what you're making, then it really is not that expensive when you put it into that perspective. So I'll just give to you two examples. One is organic chickens versus organic breasts. And when I say organic breasts, many times I will look for organic thighs because thighs are dark meat and they're just so much more flavorful, juicy, all that. Well, if you're going to cook a whole organic chicken and in a large pan, and I will actually stuff it with my organic rosemary, my organic sage. Haven't found much organic garlic yet, by the way. Put some of that in there. Every now and then, I'll put a small hot pepper inside there. And I put half a lemon first in, then all that in, and then close it up with another organic lemon. And organic lemons, by the way, they do cost a bit more. And I'll share that with you. So if you didn't want to go organic lemon, yeah. And then around it, I put carrots and potatoes. Well, organic carrots, even large ones, don't cost any more. Easy. I have not found many organic potatoes yet. I'm starting to see them, ShopRite, but there's not a great variety of them. So I share that with you there. And if I was going to cook organic chicken breasts, or I was going to cook the organic thighs, and I would use my combo of rosemary, sage, thyme, lemon, and extra virgin olive oil. And I just put a little bit of EVOO, it's organic one. And I only put a little bit in, and that's really just for flavor. If you're going to, with your meal, use frozen organic vegetables, they do cost more. The packages are small. So that one is just a little tougher thing. So I will use as many vegetables as I can from Dave's organic garden or my container grown woods here, but most of it I walk down the road to Dave's garden. And in the wintertime, the shop right near me, all year long, they have a good selection. So find your local store, a store, because there's many of you, there's a number of stores, and find what's local. And hey, if you can support local farmers, hopefully local organic farmers, that's how it grows. Well, in the cold weather, and I don't need real cold weather, I just wait for the weather to change, and I will make an organic chicken soup. And I will put inside of it as many organic, it's not totally organic, but as many organic vegetables as I can. So it's my organic chicken soup is, by as Rachel Ray's comment, she calls it stoop, where it's not real watery. There's more, like, we'll call it meaty, even though there's most of his vegetables, stocky-wise, than having plenty of, so, liquid inside of it. And I always put a little piece of jalapeno in it just because I want a little kick, man. I love that. I also love to cook Southwest foods. So when you're using enchiladas, I'm going to let you know that still I have a difficult time finding organic tortillas. So many tortillas, by the way, have many products that I'm not thrilled. So you got to go, hey, and as I'm lecturing students in, you know, schools and whatnot, teaching, you got to become an ingredient reader. So that's something for you. Organic salsas, they cost the same amount of money as regular salsas. So why wouldn't you go organic? And again, you can find so many of them. So if you're going to make nachos, the organic chips, and especially the blue chips, and that's the one that I have, because people don't realize they're going blue. Will they dye the corn? No. Corn comes in many colors. There is white. There is yellow. There is blue. There is red. There is purple. And then you find the corn that we grow, you know, people have for put as a decoration for their fall displays. And those ones are not as much. I'm sure they're edible, but not as edible. So, but you can find chips in all different colors. So once again, become the ingredient reader. If you are going to make a meal of pasta and you're going to put some type of, and I'll just say marinara sauce on it, well, there are so many of the brands right now. If you wanted to buy your own organic sauce, in the Italian household I grew up in, it, like, the pasta police would come and arrest us then for that. So, you know, we couldn't put that. So we make our own organic sauce. But hey, whichever one you want is fine by me. I'm also going to let you know, if you happen to like some of the Spanish foods that are out there, brand name Lundberg, they have a whole grain organic Spanish rice, and it is real good, and I use it. And I actually use, because their spices they have comes in a little pouch, and they are organic spices as well. But I also add to that organic beans. By the way, organic black beans cost the same as regular beans, so why would I not buy organic? And I also throw some organic salsa in there. So you see, we find a way to make things, and it's just something for me. Now, my nighttime snacks, because, hey, again, I'm a high-energy guy. You might know by the way I talk on the shows, but I'm a high-energy guy. Since I'm high-energy, I got to refuel. And plus, I just simply like food. Well, my after-dinner snack, somewhere for me around 7:30-ish, is either organic grapes in season, or you can find, because different parts of the world, organic pears. And I'm going to let you know that with organic pears, organic grapes do cost a little bit more. The organic pears you can find, and there's so many different varieties that are out there, Bartlett and Bosque, the two B's for Joey B, are my favorites, but I mean, I'll try them all. And they do cost the same. So you see, I'm giving you like what my organic daily diet is, so you could see that it's not difficult to go organic. And I'm also going to let you know that after that nighttime snack, it's not long after that that it is early to bed for me, because 4:30 a.m., it does come quick. But then another peaceful morning starting the organic way. Until next time, enjoy life's adventures. You can follow all of my adventures online at joeybee.tv. That's joeybee.tv. And a very special thank you to the men and women of our armed forces for keeping us free, and for our police and firefighters for keeping us safe. May God bless America. Until next time, this is Joey B. Enjoy life's adventures.